The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Look, I see a lot of stuff about having a number two scorer, right? Steph needs a number two scorer. Well, I think you have one in Andrew Wiggins. He's averaging over 17 a game. Now, the key is because Steph Curry's only averaging 30 minutes a game, he's down to 22 points per game. I do think at times that will bump up and he'll get back to 24, 25. There's no doubt in my mind. He's still one of the most elite players in this. He's one of the elite players in this league. But Andrew Wiggins giving you the 17, 18 a game, that's beautiful. But if you can get Kuminga around 16, 17 a game with his defense, now all of a sudden, all I need is a couple tweaks with this roster. You're close. You're closer than we all think, especially in this Western Conference where KBD goes down with another ankle injury. You're right back into the top six with the win last night. With Kuminga, if Kuminga and Wiggins can consistently give you 18 a night, that's 36 between the two of them, and you get whatever you're getting from Buddy Buckets off the bench, Podziemski starts shooting better, all of a sudden you just need a couple tweaks. You need to fine-tune some things here. So maybe you have your number two scorer already on the roster, Stasky.
Well, and you keep telling me that he plays better when he knows he's getting more minutes, and I think he just settles in a little better.
He plays better as the game goes along. No, I know. Every single night.
Well, that's where I would make the commitment to him to be the starter. And if Draymond has to play a little small ball five to start a game, then so be it. If Draymond has to come off the bench a little to preserve his body, then so be it. Like I think they do need to commit and put their flag down on some of these youngsters. Otherwise, like, you know, they're kind of short-siding themselves. I think they need to commit to one of these youngsters.
Now, tonight's going to be interesting because, as the 408 mentions here, the Rockets, their interior defense is not the same as the Minnesota T-Wolves, who will see tonight.
Although they did have some blocks last night.
They did have some blocks. But
that Thompson kid, I am enamored by him.
No, Amen Thompson can defend.
I like him a lot.
He is a good, good player. I do like him, too. I like him a lot, actually.
I didn't know anything about him other than him and his brother, who I guess lived in Oakland for a period of time. And we've played him, what, three times now? Is this second or third time?
Well, second time this season.
So, okay. But he played last year as well.
He played last year as well.
I don't know. I've been impressed every game I've seen him.
He's solid. He's a hell of an athlete, too. And he defends. He defends his ass off. Remember that game in Houston? He was picking up full court.
Yeah.
He was picking up full court and giving the Warriors trouble, all the ball handlers trouble there. But Minnesota, look, we know they were in the Western Conference Finals a season ago. They're starting to get hot here. They're starting to win some games. They beat up on the Clippers the other night, beat them down, beat them by 29 at the Intuit Dome. So it will be a little different. So what's the adjustment for Wiggins? Wiggins usually has a good night against his former team. He had to deal with the Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, coming off a back-to-back. But I think one of the two may play, Steph or Draymond. And there's definitely history with these two teams last season, of course. We know what happened with Rudy Gobert and Draymond Green. But with the T-Wolves at 11-2, it's a nice little challenge for the Warriors on a back-to-back. And we'll see the T-Wolves three times in the next couple weeks.
I think we need to mark the tape, Sam. You know, F8, the control keyboard, if you're listening over there. It's the first time in the history of talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves you have yet to reference Naz Reid.
That's not true.
He is a Warrior killer.
Yes, you know I love Naz Reid.
I know you do. That's like normally Naz when you start rattling off the roster of Timberwolves, Naz Reid is one of the first names that you say.
Well, because that first year I started doing the television program, Warriors Pregame Live, they had played the baseball series against Minnesota with nobody.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a clunker. But I was like, this Naz Reid has activity. I don't know who this guy is, but he's kind of wild. And then every single time he seems like he comes in. Spadoni was at the game where he had like 21 in the first quarter. Lit it up. Was that the game where Carl Anthony Towns hit the pull-up three to win? 99-96? Naz Reid is solid, but now you got Julius Randle, who's the ultimate ball holder, the ultimate ball stopper.
Yeah. Hated that fit.
Now, it would be great to have Draymond Green against Julius Randle with his physicality. They always go at it, too.
The best thing that can happen tonight is if Julius Randle starts feeling himself early in the game. Dylan Brooks hit a three last night, turned to Pajemski, just started barking like crazy. And the Warriors went on a little run right after that.
The game within the game.
God, Dylan Brooks such a great villain.
Dude, when he picked up a stir foul, did you see Draymond? Get on the bench.
Draymond and Steph were so animated off on the sidelines. It was as if you were watching two old gunslingers realize, like, oh, there's a Billy the Kid in town. We could use him in our posse.
They've been trying to empower Kuminga. You know, especially Draymond. He's talked about trying to get Kuminga to the All-Star game or whatnot. I think Kuminga does need to be in the dunk contest. That's how you even get your name out even more and become a household name.
He's a 2-foot dunker, though, he is. I think, for me. He is. Like, Dominique was a 2-foot dunker.
I don't think he wants to participate in it. I don't think he wants to do it. But
well, I mean, this goes back to LeBron ruining the dunk competition, but that's neither here nor there. Oh. Well, never competing in it was just the most cowardly thing of all time. Oh. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're not. You really did full dutiful.
Well, it's a rite of passage.
He should have done it. Jordan did it.
He had his
Kobe
chance.
Kobe did it. It's actually embarrassing that he did it.
Now, I don't know if you know this, though, but LeBron's been giving back to the league, allowing every team that they play against to have a dunk competition in-game with no defense. It's called the Lakers season. Not sure if you're aware of that.
How about this? Would Warrior fans want this moving forward? 888-957-9570. Doesn't even have to be Draymond. But for sake of argument, I'm seeing the 415. Let Kuminga start. Save Dre to close.
Yeah. What's more important, defense down the stretch or defense to start the game? Because we know that the first quarter holes have cost them.
Yeah, but you don't want a team to come in and start rolling, get out to a hot start in the first quarter, start seeing the basket, it turns into a beach ball. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, boy, we're scoring at will. So I do want that defense. I want defensive tenacity at the start. Steve Kerr talked about the defensive intensity yesterday.
I thought we just played hard. You know, anytime you're in a rut and you lose, you know, 4 or 5 in a row, it's never going to end with a 25-3 night. It's going to end like this, you know, 1990s basketball. I felt like this was going to be how we broke our streak. You know, hold somebody to 90, 93, you know, tonight, dig it out of the mud. Get stops, and you can only do that by just playing hard, and that's what our guys did.
1990s basketball.
I don't think they play 1990s basketball, but I get where he's going at, and he is right. Last night, I think they only had 19 assists, and a lot of that is a byproduct of running more pick-and-roll type stuff. I do believe that he's going to have to come off of this motion, like being completely—
At times.
Yes. Yeah. Completely married to only running motion offense stuff. Like I think that the recipe now is some sort of a nice blend to do what, because Wiggins clearly thrived as well. It's not just Kuminga related. And I think that Buddy Hield can get better looks. He's got to get going. Look, loss in the win yesterday, which was great, is there wasn't really a third guy because, but you need to get Buddy going.
Yeah,
he went to the rim, missed a layup, got a couple free throws. That was nice, but the three-point shot is not falling.
I do think, though, when Steph Curry does come back, whether he returns tonight, Sunday, for the Emirates NBA Cup, I do believe now you do have that third score. And whether they're the number two scorer or the number three scorer, I don't fixate on that stuff. KD just compliment and play winning basketball. If I'm getting 18 from Wiggins and I'm getting another 17 from JK, I'm cool with Steph giving me 23 a night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's perfect production for a big three, right? That's perfect production for a big three. That's nearly 60 points between the three of them. Now I can find another 40 to 50 somewhere else. Maybe that 10 to 15 coming from Buddy. Maybe that 9 to 10 I'm getting from Draymond Green. Maybe that 6 to 7 I'm getting from Kevon Looney. Maybe it's the 7 to 8 I'm getting from Brandon Podziemski. That stuff all adds up. So without Steph, yeah, sure, you want that third score, and hopefully it's Buddy Hield who got the start last night, but he went 1 for 8. slide him back to the bench, and he's giving you 10 to 15 off the bench. But maybe it's J.K. who could be that third scorer, and him and Wiggins are alternating back and forth on the number two or one. See, I just think they need some fine tuning here. If you had power J.K., this is what you could get on a nightly basis, man. Again, I go back to Tim Roy telling us, he reminds me of Ron Artest. I saw a little Artest yesterday. I saw a little Kawhi. And you see the body type, the physicality, the explosiveness. This guy has the tools to be a really good NBA player for the foreseeable future.
So empowering him, like, I know he wants to start. I can feel it. I can feel it from the young man. I would throw him in that starting lineup, and I just have to ride the wave.
Here's what he had to say about whether or not he feels like he's earning more minutes.
It's just going out there and playing and doing my best and actually having the whole coaching staff and my teammates to trust me, you know. And I feel like the more I keep playing that way, the more I keep showing that I could be in a situation, you know, I'm getting more trust and more playing time.
I'm getting into a rhythm, starting with Draymond out.
Not really, you know, I love playing with Draymond. Just not him not being out there, you know. We miss him. It makes things easy for a lot of people, including me. But, you know, I don't really worry about if Draymond starts or doesn't, you know. All I worry about is just go out there and try my best to have a good game and to fit as a player.
All right, 888-957-9570, Dub Nation, where you at, man? They had lost five in a row. They snapped their five-game losing streak. They've won 15 straight against the Houston Rockets, which is amazing. They take on Minnesota tonight. How are you feeling this morning about Jonathan Kuminga? What should be the next step for him? Is it 30 minutes a night? Is it starting? Is it finishing? What did you think about last night with J.K.? 888-957-9570 is the number. It's been